大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我们开始之前，我们
知道。Let us pray.
今天我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们见到你的教会的时候，我们心里面就快乐。
Lord, when we see your church, we're filled with joy.
我们求主与我们同在。
We ask our God to be with us.
虽然我们有很多缺点。
Although we have many shortcomings,
求主耶稣的宝血洗净我们。
We ask our Lord's blood to cleanse us.
也愿意主你的话去改变我们。
We also ask the Lord to change us with your words.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
你们遇到困难的时候呢，不知道你会做什么。
When you face difficulties, I don't know what you do.
我念大学的时候呢，有一个教电脑的教授。
And when I was in the college, there's a professor who teaches computer science.
他很会教书的。
He's a very good teacher.
教书呢，就好像讲故事一样。
And teaching is kind of like telling a story.
每一次讲到一半。
Every time when he teaches to the halfway,
他会让我们思想一些很困难的问题。
He often asks us to think about some difficult questions.
那么呢，他就会问我们，那么你们会怎么做啊？
Then he will ask us, what will you do?
他不会马上给我们答案的。
And he will never give us the answer right away.
但是呢，每一次他会讲同一句话。
But every time he will say, repeat one sentence.
他就会用他的指头扣他的头，说，听听听。
He will use his finger poke his hand and say, think, think, 想想想。
过了30年了，到现在我还记得他。
And after almost 30 years, I still remember his teaching.
还记得他讲这句话，思考思考思考。
And still remembers his saying, think, think, think.
所以呢，今天讲到的时候呢，就想起这句话的时候呢，我就想，是哪一个名人讲这句话的呢？
And before I preparing this today's sermon, I was thinking that who is this famous person and started using this phrase?
是不是孔子？好像他没有讲过。
And is that a confession?
嗯。
Is that that?
他没有讲，我常常没有，他没有讲过这句话。
And I thought it over that he's not the one who first started.
是不是爱因斯坦呢？
Is that Einstein?
也不是。
No.
他后来就 Google 查一查。
Then I googled over the internet.
原来就是这个伟大的，每一个人都认识的。
And here comes this very great and famous person. Maybe a lot of you know this person.
就是威廉的父，他每一次遇到困难的时候，就是噌噌噌。
And it's this figure that Winnie the Pooh, every time when he encounters problems, he will tell himself, think, think, think.
然后希望呢，我讲完今天的道以后，你什么都不记得，还是记得这句话，噌噌噌。
I hope that after today's preacher, you don't remember many things, but remember this phrase, think, think, and think.
因为呢，对你说四章二到九节呢，有一个重点。
Because in the book of Philippians, from verse 2 to 9, there is a theme.
这个呢，就是在原文里面有一个字叫 the L， 是思考的意思，是有的时候翻译成为思考。
And there's a word that in the
Greek
original language Greek that is think.
有的时候呢，我们中文翻译叫心思意念，或者思念，都是从这个字出来的。
Sometimes our Chinese translation as talking about think and mind and concern is all taken from the very root of this word.
在新约圣经里面呢，总共有28次出现。
In the New Testament, it appears 28 times.
单单在腓立比书里面呢就出现了十次了。
Only in the book of Philippians it appeared fourteen times.
那基督教呢跟其他宗教呢有一个分别。
And the Christianity is different from other religions.
其他宗教呢很注重你的行为的。
All other religions they are very focused on your performance.
但是呢基督教是注意你的思想。
But the Christianity is focused on your mind.
我们这就认为呢，如果你的思想改变的时候呢，你的行为才会改变。
Bible teaches that if your mind is changed, then your life will be changed.
如果你的思想不改变，只改变你的行为呢，很快你就回去从前一样了。
If your mind is not changed, you only change your behavior, not too long, then you will fall back into your own way.
那如果你不相信我呢，你想一想这些减肥的人，你就知道了。
If you don't believe what I'm saying, then think about all the people trying to lose their weight.
为什么减肥会失败呢？
Why losing weight losing weight always end up in failure?
因为呢，他们对食物的思想的想法没有改变。
Because the way they think about the food not changed.
所以呢，他可以控制他的行为。一阵子，但是呢，很快他的这个体重又回来了。
So they can control their behavior how they eat the food for a while, but after a while, then they will fall back to the old way.
神希望我们的心思意念改变。
God wants us to be changed in our mind also.
在这段圣经里面，腓立比书四章二到九节里面呢，他讲到有在三个情况底下，神希望我们的思想改变。
From today's passage in Philippians chapter 4, God wants us to change our mind, to change us in three categories.
第一呢，就是在当你有冲突的时候，我们的思想要改变。
And the first is when you encounter conflict, that your mind is.
当你读腓立比书四章二到三节的时候呢，你有没有感受得到，其实教会是面临一个很大的冲突。
When you read the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 2 to 3, have you ever thought about that? Church is full of conflict.
首先呢，保罗是点名的，要求两个姊妹呢要和好。
Here Paul points out the two names of.
这个证明呢，他们两个人的冲突呢，已经全教会都知道了。
This way that shows that their conflict is well known in the church.
很可能呢，两个人的冲突就变成两派人的冲突。
And oftentimes the conflict between these two persons might cause the church to divide.
那如果这个冲突只是在两个人的这是这个 level 这个情形底下呢，保罗大概不需要点名的要求他们和好。
If this conflict is only a personal conflict between them two, then Paul probably would not point out conflict.
还有哦，你有没有想过一个问题？为什么保罗呢要强调呢？他们都是保罗的同工。
Why Paul here emphasizes these two are both?Containing the co-workers containing the gospel with Paul.
还有呢，他特别提到他们两个人的名字呢都在生命册上。
And also Paul point out the two sisters' name are all on the book of life.
可能呢，他们两边人的吵架呢已经到这个地步。
It might be that the two sides the conflict between the two sides is already
可以说你的决定一定是为了你自己的。
And your decision might be for your own benefit.
另外一边说我怀疑你是不是真的基督徒。
And the other side might say, I doubt you are a true Christian.
很多时候教会里面吵架都会发生同一样的彼此指责的一个情形出现。
And oftentimes when the church is in argument like this, they all point to
两个人的冲突呢变成两派人的冲突。
and the conflict between two persons and it's growing into two groups of fight.
支持一方面的支持一个人的，他会拉拢其他人去就是扎进他们这边。
When support one side will draw many other people to on their side.
当时呢，腓立比教会很可能就面对同一样的。
So at that time, the church in Philippi might be converted.
如果你是这两个人，就是有阿杰跟纯书记，如果你是他们其中一个，你当时会在想什么？
If you are one of the sisters in this conflict, what will you think?
当然就是找一个人评一评道理的。
You might want to find a person that is how we side is right.
有谁比起保罗更有资格呢？
And who will be more qualified than Apostle Paul?
因为他是建立教会的第一个牧师。
He is the first pastor. Build up the
最好就请他来评一评道理了。
It's the best that after him to come to solve this conflict.
我相信呢，保罗知道他们的事情以后，写信回到腓立比教会的时候。
I think that when Paul heard their the argument and the conflict, then he wrote this letter to them.
他很聪明的哈，他没有为他们去。说哪一个是对，哪一个是错。那这个不是保罗呢，是一个胆小怕事的人呢。因为你如果你看圣经其他的书，比方说是加拉太书。
If you look at the other books in the Bible, for example, the book of Galatians.
当有一些事情有些冲突啊，是跟这个福音的这个基础有关系的，保罗就马上去指出对方的错误。
When there's some conflict due to the basic doctrines of the Bible, and Paul will jump in trying to solve the issue.
但是我们很多时候我们在教会里面的冲突呢，其实是跟这个基本真理是没有关系的。
But oftentimes the conflict happening.
很多时候呢，就是跟一个人的做事的风格有关系。
Oftentimes it's involved with people, the way how people deal with things and people.
有些人坏，有些人慢。
Some people they are faster approaches, some people they are slower in things.
你知道呢，我们教会曾经为了一件事情呢，也不是吵架了，但是呢，就讨论了很久。
You know, our church had this incident. We discussed one matter for a very long time.
就是当教会有特别聚会的时候，你说是要先吃饭呢，后讲道，还是先讲道后吃饭呢？
And when there's a special center happens, fellowship happens in the church, the way you first for them pray, or the way listen to the message first, then eat.
那负责福音的节目的弟兄姐妹，他觉得当然是先讲道啦。
And the person that puts in charge of the message then insists that we should do the message first.
如果你先吃饭，吃完饭觉得客人都跑掉了，那么还有谁去听讲道吗？
If you eat first, after eating, all the guests, many guests, they are gone. Who will listen to the message?
但是负责儿童部的他们就有不同的看法。他说你要觉得小孩子饿着肚子等完你长完他才有的吃，多可怜
呢。
那其实两边都有道理。
And actually, there's every side seems to have their own reasons.
但是呢，这些事情其实跟这个基本真理是没有关系的，这个冲突。
But you can see those things that have nothing to do with the basic doctrine.
我们呢，很多时候呢，就遇到冲突的时候，我们就希望找人评一评道理。
And oftentimes when we encounter conflict like this, we want to ask others to take sides.
第二样事情呢，当我们有冲突的时候，人常想到的，就是我怎么去说服你呢？
The second point is when we encounter a conflict, we find a way to convince others.
那我们会拿理由啦。
So we will give our own reasons.
我们会找圣经呢。
We will try to find the verses in the Bible to support.
我们会找一些支持我们的人。告诉你，我们有这么多人是这样子看的。
We even try to find more people to support us to show that there's quite many to support.
那保罗没有帮他们在冲突里面评理，也没有就是帮助某一个人去说服另外一边。
But Paul didn't reason like this way. He didn't take sides.
反而呢，保罗呢，就是劝这两位姊妹在冲突里面也要改变你的思想。
Paul, on the other hand, is trying to teach these two sisters that in this conflict, you need to change yourself.
我觉得呢，在原文圣经里面呢，它有一个味道是翻译出来以后你可能看不见的。
And in the translation, I kind of think that the
lost the original meaning. 它是同一句话讲了两次。
It's the same sentence repeated twice.
它应该是就是我劝有啊蝶，那么第二句话就是我劝纯都鸡。
And here he's saying, I feed with Georgia and I feed
他就好像呢，他站在他们两个人中间，对着一个人讲一次，对着另外一个人再讲一次。
It's like a Paul standing between the two sisters and he's pleading with one sister, then he turns and pleads with another sister.
保罗不会帮他们去评理。
Paul is not is not on which side.
他也不会帮助你去说服对方。
And he's not trying to help one to against another.
但是保罗要求他们改变他们的思想。
But Paul is telling them they need to change their mind.
改变什么呢？就是你们要同心。
And what needs to be changed is he's telling them to have the same mind.
同心的意思呢，就是 think the same thing, 思考同一样的东西。
Same mind here means that think the same thing.
你不是想谁是谁非。
Do not focus on who is right or wrong.
也不是想怎么去改变对方。
And do not focus on trying to change others.
你要跟对方想同一样的事情。
And try to think the same thing as the others.
你可能看你这个解决方法的不是太简单吗？如果我能够跟他想同一样东西，我就不会有冲突了。
If I can think the same way as he does, then I will not have conflict with him.
那其实保罗这个劝勉呢，不是没有可能的。
But actually, Paul's encouragement here, is not without a reason.
因为我们基督徒呢，有两样东西可以帮助我们同心的。
And we have two things that can help us grow into one mind.
第一，就是我们在基督里，我们可以同心。
First is in Christ, we can be of the same mind.
在主里同心，当第二节讲到在主里同心的时候呢，我想，其实弟兄姊妹应该马上会想到保罗在第二章的教导。
And when we think about the same mind with others, then we should, it should remind us the teachings in chapter 2.
这个就是第二章第一到第五节里面所讲的。
And it's taken from verse 1 to 5.
所以我在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足， 凡事不可借挡，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑。个人看别人比自己强，个人不要干顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from him united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but rather in humility value others above yourselves.Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ.
那如果耶稣能够谦卑自己，
If Jesus can humble himself,
他能够顾别人的事，
If he will take the interest of others,
那么我们也应该可以放弃我们的坚持，顾别人的事。第二个帮助呢，这是保罗邀请教会去帮助这两位姊妹去解决。
And the second, Paul asked the church to help those two sisters to reconcile.
很多时候啊，当弟兄姊妹知道有人有冲突的时候。
And oftentimes when we learn that there's conflict with others.
我们呢很喜欢呢在背后火上加油。
And we often in the back pouring the oil over the fire.
但是保罗告诉他们，你应该帮助他们和好啊。
But Paul is telling the church, you should help the sisters.
通过我们的祷告，通过我们的劝勉，
through our
encouragement. 我记得呢，我刚刚结婚的第一年，
and I remember the first year when I get married.
我在教会呢是负责这个财政的，
and I'm the one that is in charge of church finance.
所以呢，每一个星期天完了以后，我们就要数今天的奉献。
And every Sunday after the worship, we will count the offering.
我还记得呢，这一天是复活节。
And I remember that day is Lord's Resurrection Day.
那么呢，我们计划呢，快要回香港了。
And we plan to go back to Hong Kong soon.
我们呢，就为了呢。回香港的时节就是去看哪一个家人先后呢就吵架了。
And we had a fight over once we are in Hong Kong, which family we should go visit first, mine or yours?
吵到一个地步呢，太太说我不跟你去教会了。
And we had a fight so hard that my wife said I will not go to church with you.
你知道他这样子讲的时候，我更生气。
And when she said that, I was even more angry.
因为我必须要回教会的嘛。
Because I have to go to church.
我应告诉你，我要回去算这个奉献嘛。
And you already know that I need to count the offering.
如果我一个人回教会，人家会怎么问呢
？If I go to the church by myself, what others will think of me?
诶，你太太在哪里啊？
They probably will ask, where's your wife?
我们基督徒不撒谎的嘛。
And we Christians, we can't lie.
所以我就只好告诉他，今天早晨吵架。
And I have to tell them we had a fight.
然后你告诉我，我把我的念放哪里呢？
And you tell me where I should put my faith.
那其实呢，当天呢，我去到教会的时候，已经教会快结束了。
And that day when I went to church and the service is almost over.
然后我就直接上这个办公室里面去等另外一个执事来算今天的奉献。
And I went directly to the church office to wait for the other brother to come to the office.
他见到我的时候，的确第一个问题就问我，你太太在哪里啊？
When he saw me, the first question he asked, where is your wife today?
然后我只好告诉他，因为呢，为香港这个事情呢吵架了。
And I had to tell him that because of the matter, we need to go to Hong Kong, we had a fight over.
那当天呢，他跟他太太也在办公室。
And that day, his wife was with him also in the office.
这个弟兄听完以后，你知道他讲什么呢？他说：“你们也是怎么算吵架？我们吵得更厉害啊！”那么他就把他们的挣扎告诉我们。那其实当他开始讲之前呢，我太太也来自己一个人来到教会。那因为我听到我的弟兄姊妹啊，他的分享的时候呢，我就觉得，就是其实我是能够体谅我太太的立场。
And when I heard that he shared this fight with his wife, I can now understand why my wife what she is thinking.
他也因为听了人家的经验的时候，他也能够从我的角度去看这个事情。
When she heard the conflict between the other couple, then she started thinking from my point of view.
本来以为一个在不能解决的冲突，当天就解决了。
And the thing that looks like an unreconcilable that day now solved.
就是因为当天有弟兄姊妹的帮助，我们就可以同心。
Because of the help of the brothers and sisters, now we can think the same mind.
第二个情形底下，圣经希望我们改变的我们的思想呢，就是在忧虑底下。
And the second the Bible teaches us to change is think differently in anxiety.
第四到第七节呢，是它的主题是忧虑呢，是很明显。
And from verse 4 to 7, the theme is anxiety is very obvious.
那但是你有没有想过，为什么讲到冲突的时候，突然间跳到忧虑的这个问题呢？
Have you ever thought about Paul is talking about the conflict in front, now suddenly jump to anxiety, why?
因为很多时候我们有冲突的时候就带来很多忧虑。这个也是为什么呢？保罗了两次要求教会你们要喜乐。
That is why Paul emphasized twice here, rejoice, you all rejoice.
因为你忧虑的时候，你的喜乐就给忧虑夺去了。
Because when you are in anxiety, your joy is robbed by the anxiety.
很多时候呢，当我们第五节里面呢，他也讲到一个问题，为什么讲忧虑的时候呢，讲到我们要谦让的心呢？
Here's verse 5 talking about the way his humility here. Why
when Paul is talking about anxiety, suddenly it's speaking humility. Because when you're worried, you're
very nervous.
当我很紧张的时候呢，我讲话呢就处处避人了。
When you are nervous, then all the things you talk
make
other people feel so intense.
那你忧虑的时候你在想什么？
What do you talk, what are you
saying
when you are worried?
你忧虑的时候呢，你就会想到，万一这些事情发生怎么办呢？
When you are worried,
then you will think, what if this happens? 比方说，你看看手表，哎，为什么，我的丈夫还没回家呢？
For example, you take a look at your watch, then you will wonder, and worry, why my husband is not home yet?
是不是发生交通意外啊？那如果他死掉的时候，谁来养这个家呢？我老大还没上大学哦。那么是不是我要出来工作了？
Should I go out to find a job?
我嫁了人以后，从来都没有在外面工作过。所以呢，忧虑就是好像一个雪球一样，你越想得多，就越变得大。保罗提醒我们，你在忧虑里面，你要改变你的思想。
你
母没有这个需要想到万一这些事情发生。你只需要想到你要靠主常常喜乐。那我们会觉得保罗是不是这些自我催眠的这些医生呢？有一些人呢说呢，有些就是你可以翻译成为大笑的治疗 laughter therapy。
Here is a laughter therapy trying to make you happy。
但是呢，其实保罗所讲的不是好像这些人所讲的。他不是叫你自己欺骗自己，他是叫你要信靠耶稣。我们基督教不是一个心理学，也不是一个哲学，不是一个教你做好人的一个理论。我们是讲到我们与神之间的一个关系。这个关系是从我们的罪得到赦免开始。但是这个关系还是会继续下去哦。我们说了这个关系是一个互动的一个关系。就是当你信靠神的时候，神会来帮你的。当神帮助你的时候，你更会信靠他。这个就是保罗说你要靠主常常喜乐。我们能够常常喜乐的时候，就是换句话说，你面对什么环境你都可以喜乐。你记得圣经里面好像约伯记，他所有财产他的儿女都死掉了。
And all his prophets and all his children died and prophets are lost.
但是他仍然可以靠主去面对这些事情。
But because he trusts God, he can face all the adversity.
当保罗叫这些弟兄姊妹你要靠主喜乐的时候，
When Paul is teaching the brothers and sisters here to rejoice in the Lord,
他不是讲风凉话。其实他自己已经坐牢四五年了。所以当他说你可以靠主常常喜乐的时候，这句话是保罗深深的经验。首先呢，保罗说为什么我们可以靠主常常喜乐呢？
Paul tells us why we can rejoice in the Lord.
因为主已经近了。
Because the Lord is near.
再过不久，主耶稣就回来。
And in no time that Jesus will come again.
你都不用担心，所有问题他都为你解决。
And all the problems you're worried, he will resolve.
但是从现在到主耶稣回来之前这段时间。
And from now until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你可以用一个方法解决你所有的忧虑。
You can use one way to solve all your anxiety.
就是凡事执着祷告祈求感谢。
And that, in everything, about anything, that by prayer and petition, we thank you.
那为什么保罗，在祷告祈求，我们可以了解为什么他后面要加上感谢这个字呢？
And we can understand the prayer and the petition. Why it's called here, add a word, thank you.
因为他肯定神会回答你的祈求。他说当你把你心里面所要的告诉神，神所赐的出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。你要了解这段圣经，
If you understand this passage,
唯一的方法你就是自己去经历这个圣经。换句话说，下一次当你忧虑的时候，
worried,
不要用自己的方法去解决。好像呢，我发脾气去改变我前面这个人。我们要靠主去解决我们的忧虑。用祷告、祈求、感谢，把你所要的告诉神。等候神的保守。我做大学生的时候呢，常常面对一个忧虑。就是你前面有一个很大的功课要交了，那么你要选择去教会，还是呢你不去教会就多几个小时预备你的工作。
And there is a big project that is about to do.You have to choose go to church or spend more time on your project.
我就觉得呢，当我去选择去倚靠神的时候，
I experienced that when I choose to trust in God,
神就会保守我读书做功课的顺利。
And God will keep me with my God will help me finish my part of the
ministry.
This helps me to experience the God-keeping power.
所以当我经历这个事情以后呢，后来面对另外一个忧虑了。
And after I went through this life experience with God, I had another anxiety.
这个忧虑呢是人生大事。
And this is a very big thing in me.
就是念大学没有女朋友。
And, I have no girlfriend during the college years.
但是呢，因为神过去的保守了，我就学会一件事情，我就去告诉神我想要的，等候他的带领。
Because I had experienced God's keeping power, so I just told my worry and do the prayer and waiting for God.
那么呢？等了四年了，
But I waited 4 years.
大学都念完了，
After I graduated from the college,
都没有人要。
And, I still have no girlfriend.
但是你都知道这个故事的最后了。
But then, now you know the end of the story.
你看神不是去给我一个出人意外的平安吗？
You see, God gave me a peace of understanding, transcend all my peace.
当我们 当你常常去倚靠神的时候，你就会经历神的保守。
When you often trust in God, then you will experience
God. 你改变你的思考，你不需要去忧虑，去祷告神的时候，你。
You need to change your mind and think the way that described in the Bible.
你就会见到神的平安。
Then you will see the peace from God.
最后呢，是在第八到九节。
And now we are at the verse 8 to 9.
这个就是在我们平常生活里面，你要改变你的思想。
This is in our daily life, we need to think and change ourselves.
平常你的你平常生活里面你在想什么？
What often you think in your daily life?
你在想什么？在想什么大减价呢？今天
You might think what is on sale today.
另外呢，就是我们会可能就是会很留意我们吃什么东西呢？
Or we might pay too much attention on what we eat.
你看我们在 Facebook 里面的朋友，每一大部分他们所讲的就是今天吃了什么好的。
If you look at your friends in the Facebook account, then oftentimes they are talking about what they eat.
有的时候我们可能会留意一些新闻上面呢，政治上面的事情呢。
Or we set our mind on the news and the political things that happen in this world.
但是呢，保罗呢希望我们改变我们的思想。
But Paul wants us.
第八节他讲到弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是正直的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
And the brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice.
刚刚我们所念的解释是什么？
What are we just read?
我们会说这些是人的一个品德
and this is the characteristic of a man.
或者一些对公众有益的事情
or the things that is doing good to the public.
换句话说，保罗说平常我们不要思考这些短暂的没有价值的事情
and use another word that Paul is teaching us to not think of the things that is temporary.
是啊，我都还没讲完，他就翻出来了。没有，其实我就是要讲这句话，就是你要想这些有永恒价值的东西嘛。
Think about all the things that have eternal value.
这个也是在第九节里面，保罗鼓励我们效法他，他是怎么做，我们也要怎么做。
And in verse 9, and Paul is teaching and encouraging us, whatever he has done, we need to follow him.
我特别鼓励我们中间的年轻人，因为你们有一个很敏锐的观察力，你学习的能力也比起我们年长的高，但是呢，你不要把你的精力就是投放在这些游戏机啊这些地方上，圣经提醒我们，你要把你的注意力放在这些跟你的品德啊，跟这些公众利益的事上有益的事情。
And the Bible is teaching us that focus our mind and our strength on the things that is good to us and to the others.
你可能呢，你就成为了第二个这个马拉拉，他14岁就拿。这个 Nobel Prize.
You might become the second Malala that in her 17 years age she won the Nobel Peace Prize.
我们人生就是有高有低。
And in our life we have high and low.
但是无论你是在困难在冲突 在忧虑或者在平时。
No matter if you're in difficulty, in conflict, or in suffering, or anxiety.
记住这句话。
And remember it.
Think.
思考。
当你改变你的思想。
When you change your mind.
把你的眼光从自己转到神的身上。
And change your focus from yourself to God.
那么你的思想改变的时候，你人生都改变。
When your mind is changed, your life will be changed.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你刚刚我们读的这段圣经。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the passage.
我们更求神你改变我们的心思意念。
We ask God to change our mind.
叫我们不要效法这个世界。反而以基督耶稣的心为心。因为我们知道，当我们的思想改变的时候，我们人生就改变。听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.